Carol had pulled the sides of her sweater together, but her bra still hung over the back of the seat, and she looked madly desirable, with her breasts trying to tumble out through the gap and half an aureola visible in the dim light. She had her purse open and was fumbling her cigarettes out with shaky hands. "Whew," she said. Her voice was as shaky as her hands. "I mean, holy cow." "You look like Brigitte Bardot with your sweater open like that," I told her. She looked up, surprised and, I thought, pleased. "Do you really think so? Or is it just the blonde hair?" "The hair? Shit, no. Mostly it's..." I gestured toward her front. She looked down at herself and laughed. She didn't do the buttons, though, or try to pull the sides any more closely together. I'm not sure she could have, anyway. As I remember, that sweater was a wonderfully tight fit. There was a theater up the street from us when I was a kid, the Asher Empire. It's torn down now, but when we were kids, Bobby and Sully John and me, it seemed they were always showing her pictures. I think that one of them, And God Created Woman, must have played there for about 1,000 years. I burst out laughing and took my own cigarettes off the dashboard. That was always the third feature at the Gates Falls Drive-In on Friday and Saturday nights. Did you ever see it? Are you kidding? I wasn't even allowed to go to the drive-in unless it was a Disney double feature. I think I must have seen Tonka with Sal Mineo at least 7 times. But I remember the previews. Bridget and her towel. "I'm not coming back to school," she said, and lit her cigarette. She spoke so calmly that at first I thought we were still talking about old movies, or Midnight in Calcutta, or whatever it took to persuade our bodies that it was time to go back to sleep, the action was over. Then it clicked in my head. I said I'm not coming back after break, and it's not going to be much of a Thanksgiving at home as far as that goes, but what the hell? Your father? She shook her head, drawing on her cigarette. In the light of its coal, her face was all orange highlights and crescents of gray shadow. She looked older, still beautiful, but older. On the radio, Paul Anka was singing Diana. I snapped it off. My father's got nothing to do with it. I'm going back to Harwich. Do you remember me mentioning my mother's friend, Rhonda? I sort of did, so I nodded. Rhonda took the picture I showed you, the one of me with Bobby and SJ. She says... Carol looked down at her skirt, which was still hiked most of the way to her waist, and began plucking at it. You can never tell what's going to embarrass people. Sometimes it's toilet functions. Sometimes it's the sexual hijinks of relatives. Sometimes it's show-off behavior. And sometimes, of course, it's drink. Let's put it this way. My dad's not the only one in the Gerber family with a booze problem. He taught my mother how to tip her elbow, and she was a good student. For a long time, she laid off. She went to AA meetings, I think. But Rhonda says she started again, so I'm going home. I don't know if I can take care of her or not, but I'm going to try. For my brother as much as my mother. Rhonda says Ian doesn't know if he's coming or going. Of course, he never did. She smiled.